On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
Everybody, listen, you can't win six in a row if you don't win the first one. This is JP Finley. This is Redskins Talk. It was ugly. That first half was downright brutal. There were probably more punts than first downs. But the Redskins got a very important win. They got their first division win of the season. And you know what? They're going to Dallas at 5-6, a chance to get even back to 500. There's a whole lot of life left in this Redskins season, man. Let's get it going. Tandler, say what's up.
What's up?
Mitch Tischler.
What's up?
Yeah, man. There's a little exhale there. We got the local celebrity and we got the turkey man, Rich Tandler. We're here to break down the Redskins 23-10. Was that final? 20-10.
20-10.
20-10 final over the New York Giants in one of the ugliest football games I've ever watched, and I've watched some terrible football. I went to Maryland and have watched the Redskins for 30 years. I've watched some ugly football. But hell, a win is a win is a win. Tandler, let's dive in with reactions. Go.
Well, my reaction was what you
actually
just...
All right, Tandler, go.
Well, what I wrote in my article, this is was a win is a win victory for the Redskins. I mean, you don't want to sign any style points. When you're desperate, when you've lost two in a row, when you've lost, four out of the last five? Is that what they'd lost?
Sounds right.
Yeah. You know, you don't care if it's a ugly kind of scraping by, pulling away at the end against a two-win team. You take it any way you can get it.
This was eerily reminiscent of Week 17 last year.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I spent the entire first, 45 minutes sitting there waiting for, you know, thinking that this is exactly what it was going to be like. But, those guys were pumped up on the way off the field. I mean, that was an excitement that I haven't seen since kind of the You Like That games.
Dude, and that's one thing that I found really interesting. Those guys didn't give a shit that was an ugly win. They were fired up. They knew they had to have it. And I heard from more than one guy, all right, this is how we get going to the playoffs. And they're right. I mean, especially to me, after the way they lost in New Orleans and then the way this first half went, you could see things spiraling the wrong direction.
Well, we thought the same old Redskins, you know, that it felt like one of those season-ending, season-defining, season-over type losses coming this way. And for them to turn it around, you know, no matter how ugly, was pretty great. And to have a guy like Josh Doctson yelling in my camera as we're walking off the field, like, that's a dude that, as we all know, is subdued as they get, and he was into it.
Well, what you have to keep in mind is two things just on the short week. Giants were also on a short week. Giants also banged up, so it was kind of even in that regard.
Giants have nothing to play for.
Right.
Redskins do.
So okay, yeah.
For the Giants to pack it in and fold it up and walk back to New York, so be it. But Redskins still, as whatever
no,
the
well, what,
chance may
if,
be.
If I could possibly have finished my point.
Nope. Whoa.
Okay.
Testy Tandler.
It took you a little too long.
Turkey Tandler, Testy Tandler, all the names.
I was saying, okay, they both, right, never mind. Okay. But I was not surprised by the way the first half was. Just sloppy, neither team ready to get able to get anything done.
It looked like
after
Thursday
3 days
football.
Of walkthrough.
It looked like Thursday night football. It's a fairly bad.
Although there have been some good Thursday night football games. But they were not. Put that microphone down for a second. And this was not one of them.
Don't worry, it's not.
Go ahead. Go ahead. The local celebrity podcast continues now.
Wow. Tandler's getting real testy.
The only dude that doesn't have a mic is me. I feel like I should be allowed to have a damn mic.
First of all, that was your mic that you handed to me.
No, you took it.
You handed it to me.
Let's keep it moving here.
Yeah.
Tandler, make your point, brother.
My point is, it was kind of what you should have expected the game to be. I mean, I didn't think that they would come out. I think I predicted a higher score, but now that I'm, come to think of it, it really makes sense that the game played out the way it did.
I kind of nailed that game. I thought it was going to be low scoring and ugly, and it was low scoring and ugly. I tell you what, the final winning by 10, I thought the Giants would cover. I thought this was going to be like a 4-point win. It doesn't matter now. And now they get a week off. And I think it'll feel a little bit longer for those guys because they'll have a weekend. A lot of these guys are probably going to chill Friday, Saturday, actually get some time with their family, eat some turkey. I talked to a couple different players that were going to try to use the next 2 days. I think they're back on Sunday. Here's the thing. Maybe you get Trent Williams back next week. Maybe you get Martrell Spate back next week. Some of the players that were out there today is not an ideal situation. I don't know what could happen with Chase Rouye.
Gruden said he could possibly be back this game.
So, and I saw Spate warming up. It's too hard to get too sucked in, but things could be trending the right way, right?
Well, we've been saying that for about 4 weeks, and every time
what
we think that.
What a difference a game makes.
It's not that way.
Mitch, did you have a reaction besides cutting off Tandler? Was there something you wanted to add?
I mean, it's kind of fun just cutting off Tandler.
He was getting pissed.
He was getting a little red in the face. The only point I was going to make about the Thursday night football was that the Giants' defense is terrible. Good up front, but their secondary and linebackers are no.
Janoris Jackson is a good cornerback, and he was on Josh Doctson a lot.
That damn pick six. I mean, let's talk about the field, because a million people were tweeting about the field. Including some funny stuff from like non-football people that were probably watching because it's Thanksgiving. It feels a mess, man. It's a mess every year. We can say it's – I don't know why
It is worse this year than it's been.
I don't know why the hell it looks like that.
Years.
And they've got to fix it. It's effing mind-boggling that this team that has so much money and so many people care so much about it to have a field that looks like that.
The only thing I'll say is that when they played in Philly – they had just replaced the turf at the link, and there were seams running down both hash marks. And that field may have looked good on TV, but there were levels to it as you were walking across it. So that field may have not looked great on TV, but it was at least a flat surface that you were playing on. You
weren't worried, dirt, dude.
But you weren't worried that you were going to trip on sod that was, a quarter of an inch here and three quarters of an inch there. I mean, that field didn't look that good either. So it goes both ways. They replaced the sod.
Is he being a field apologist, Tandler?
I guess.
Sounds like
I
it.
I don't know.
That field looks like dog do, and they've got to fix it. RT?
Dan, you were the
no, I don't, yeah,
were
I don't.
Were people complaining about it?
No.
I asked about it, and everybody's like, yeah, that field sucks.
Interesting. The guys we talked to said it wasn't that big of a deal.
With a camera in front of them.
All right.
I mean, you know as well as I do that guys at times will say different things when a camera's there.
Absolutely.
I mean, did anybody ask? I wasn't in there for Kirk. Were you in there for Kirk, Tandler? Anybody ask him about the field on that pick six?
Yeah, and he wasn't going to use it as an excuse.
Sure. You can't use it as an excuse, but it's a factor. All right. We all agree the field sucks. We don't know the answers. We don't know how to grow grass. I'm not an expert. Mitch, are you an expert?
I'm certainly not an expert.
Tandler, you claim to be an expert at everything. Could you fix that field?
I don't even mow my lawn.
Oh, wow. We found something Taylor's not an expert at. This is a big deal.
Do you make your wife mow the lawn?
No, we it's with our homeowner's thing.
Okay. All right. You pay someone to mow the lawn. Moving on. Game balls. This game was ugly, but there are guys that deserve game balls. I'm starting. No doubles, Jamison Crowder. The guy was great. The one-handed catch he made early in that game to get a first down when they desperately needed one. The touchdown grab, a couple big grabs deep running those seam routes. Crowder had a career day for him in the NFL. 7 catches, 141, I believe, and a touchdown.
141.
I mean, that's a slam dunk game ball. Mitch Tischler, you're up.
Ryan Kerrigan. two sacks made a difference. The linebackers got pressure. Rushing Eli made the difference on defense.
Dude, and you notice how often he gets held by the throat? Like he's like getting choked out?
He's a big wrestling guy, so, you know, he plays it up well.
All right. Kerrigan deserved it. Taylor, you're up.
Samaje Perine, 3 yards rushing in the first half, wound up with 100 on the nose. That's a pretty good second half.
That's impressive. He was playing hurt.
He was playing hurt with a finger. Well, whatever.
With a finger.
He came off the field in the third quarter for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
He came on the injury report.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they came on over yeah. the – so everybody knows in the – all right, Taylor, keep going, man.
I like the way he started to plant and cut and find some creases to run through.
Agreed.
And he ran well. It's 200-yard games in a row since Fat Rob went out.
When's the last time a Redskins running back had 200-yard games in a row? It has to be Alfred, right?
Rob had
the big game against the Packers.
Before and after that, yeah.
I mean, that might be a good little stat to look up. Or if any of the listeners know and can tweet us, I'm interested in that one.
Yeah.
Back to me.
Certainly the first time a rookie running back has done it.
Sure. Probably in a long time.
Well, since Morris.
Right.
2012.
I'm going with Morgan Moses. That dude was hurt, played like a warrior, played pretty well, playing on one leg. I was impressed with Morgan Moses, and I was impressed leaving the locker room. He was wearing an Ovechkin jersey, which I thought was pretty cool.
You know they made Ovechkin jerseys that big?
I imagine for a football player, they'll special order it.
They will.
No, he said he got it at the Cap store. It's an XXL.
Double or triple?
Double.
I would think Morgan's a triple.
Well, I would think so. I looked at the label right on it.
And hockey sweaters run pretty big anyway.
Right.
Yeah. I I've never owned a hockey sweater. I'd like to.
Neither have I.
I have plenty of T-shirts and caps gear. But, all right, well, maybe that's on our list. That's on my Christmas list. All right, Mitchell.
At the risk of this thing going off the rails, Kirk Cousins gets one for me.
Oh, boy.
The numbers weren't what they were last week, but he made the plays when they mattered, got the win. That throw to Doxson, the touchdown to Crowder, they were both great plays on his part. He struggled early. The offense struggled early. But when it mattered, he came through and made the plays.
Taylor, any comment?
I could go with that. I have no objection to it.
All right. I mean, I don't have an objection to it. But I think he's right in the pecking order to be now.
Yeah.
Not that we do them in order, but...
I think there were a couple guys that were obvious, and then there are a couple guys who are maybe a little closer to borderline, maybe still deserve one, and Kirk's right there.
All right, let's remember this was an ugly game. They won 20-10 over a terrible Giants team. So I don't know that we're giving out 15 game balls like this is the Raiders game. Taylor, you're up.
I'm good with what we got.
Yeah? No more?
No more.
Let's think real quick. Does anybody get a half game ball? Doxson had the big touchdown catch.
Kendall Fuller
with the late pick. Junior Gallette with the big sack. These are all half game balls.
Bree had a pretty good game.
Yo, Tress Way had a good game.
Yeah.
Quentin Dunbar had a good game.
A fan bought Tress Way a hot dog as the game was ending. How about that?
Wait. Tell that story.
I don't know.
This is inside info you only get on Redskins Star.
I don't know exactly what happened, but when the Redskins got the ball back with 1:08 to go or whatever, I looked over and Tress was warming a hot dog by the heater next to the bench. And I was like, Tress, what are you doing, man? He was like, and he pointed to this fan in the stands. He's like, that guy bought me a dog, tossed it to me, and I wanted to warm it up a little bit because it felt a little cold.
That is amazing. We got to ask him about this. We need a follow-up investigative journalism style.
I hit him up.
Dig in.
You try and get a beer? You try and get a pretzel? Yeah. Like, what else are we working with here? So he said maybe next game we'll work on that.
That's fantastic. All right, fans, get Tress Way a pretzel next game. It's on you. All right, it's time to go to GOATs. We did game balls. I'm starting. I'm kind of going the easy route. I'll admit this. Pete Robertson. You got to know the rule, man. Quentin Dunbar was screaming at Pete Robertson. He made a good play to field a punt inside the 10-yard line, but he just kept right on running into the end zone for a touchback. And I'll be honest, I didn't know the rule. I thought the ball was dead once he fielded it. Sure enough, me and Pete Robertson didn't know the rule. Quentin Dunbar knew the rule.
I bet now Pete Robertson knows the rule.
Pete Robertson and I both know the rule. You gotta know the rules when you're out there. So that's a goat for me.
I'm gonna go with Jay Gruden for that. Fourth down indecision about whether to go for it on fourth down or punt.
Okay.
And then that never should have been a question. You
okay.
Go for that.
All right,
but,
hold
and
on.
And then the indecision with the play.
Okay.
Will you not let me make my point,
right.
Chandler?
Well, can I tell you what Jay Gruden said? Because it was not a matter of indecision.
Please tell me.
There was somebody who's supposed to be in the game who had his shoes off on the sideline because somebody was looking at his feet.
Yeah, but you're talking about
so
after the timeout.
What?
You're talking about after the timeout.
So
I don't know. A person they wanted to put in the game at that time.
After the timeout. So
yes.
Let's unpack this a little bit because this is a big point in the game that's going to be a point of emphasis all week. I have quarrels with a lot of things how this went down. That never the punt team never should have reached the field. The Giants offense couldn't move the ball at all. You had fourth and very short, roughly midfield, maybe your own 40. Go for it.
It was on the other side of it was on the Giants 45.
Yeah.
Go for it. The punt team should never have been on the field. Once the punt team comes on, then maybe the guy you need on the field doesn't have his shoes on. That's when they have to burn the timeout. At some point, there was enough time for said player to get his shoes back.
No, that's what the problem was that the punt team came on, they called timeout, decided they were going to go for it on fourth down, and then the player
then 10 players went out.
But when they call the timeout, you got 45 seconds during the timeout, then you have the 45 seconds. You have plenty of time to figure out who to run on the field at that point.
And figure out who's got their shoes on.
Yes.
Okay, well, they didn't.
That's a goat.
No, they didn't. They didn't tell. Okay, it wasn't on Jay. Somebody has to come up and tell him, hey, whoever
doesn't have their
put
shoes
in there,
on.
Whether it's P. Ryan or whoever, can't come into the game.
Fine. My goat then goes to the entire offensive staff. How about that? For that mistake almost was cataclysmic in this game.
You are such a tough grader, dude. I don't understand how somebody is a GOAT.
No, because all I'm saying is assign the GOAT to whoever you want to. I just told you what happened. It was not indecision.
You're telling us what happened.
It is on decision. I was giving you Jay's.
On the field.
I'm giving you Jay's explanation.
Right. Jay, as the overseer of the offense and of the team, but more specifically the offense, gets the GOAT for that mishap, that the ballyhoo, shenanigans, whatever you want to call it around that fourth down play.
That's fine.
All right. Somebody deserves to be a GOAT, and I don't know who it is.
Okay. It was not cataclysmic. It was not costly. It's not going to be talked about.
Costly. It's going to be talked about.
Because, you know why? Because the Giants' offense stunk, and they stink a lot worse inside the 20 after they punted the ball than they would have near midfield.
Never should have been.
It just takes one guy. At midfield, it takes one guy slipping, falling. You know, just kind of like looks like the Redskins having the drain control.
Line, it also takes one guy slipping and falling.
No, but you have a lot more room for error there.
All right, you're up. RT, you're up, dude. Who, you
I'm
got
up.
Any goats?
You know what? I hate to do it. Love the guy. Vernon Davis was invisible against a team that he should have thrived against.
I think Vernon's very injured.
Truthfully.
I think his hands are beat up. I think his back is beat up. Not disagreeing with your point. But, yeah, he didn't get a lot done.
No.
I got one, and it's Mitch's boy, and he's a very nice guy. Ari Quanjo did not have a good game. He gave up a sack and a penalty within two plays of one another.
Well, who didn't give up a sack?
Yeah, Kirk was getting beat up.
Six sacks. That's the most sacks he's taken since he's been the starting quarterback.
He's been on the roster for 2 weeks. Again.
Yeah, but he was dragged.
A month. This was the second start in three games.
Glenn made
a
good point in the post game about how he liked the organization because they brought back a lot of guys. When there were injuries, he brought back guys who knew the team, knew the offense, knew the defense, were able to step back in. I agree. Ari didn't have a great day, but doesn't mean he's not a great guy.
Yo, Gillette was great on the postgame show. We're going to go too long to be able to tag those interviews on here. I'll tell you what, fans, if you'd like to listen to tonight on the postgame show, I had Crowder and I had Gillette and Anthony Lanier. If you guys would want to listen to that, tweet me or email me or do something and tell me that, because maybe we can do a little bonus podcast where we just give you all that audio, because to me there's great value in it, but I need to hear it from you.
Breland was great in postgame too. He dropped a it's Thanksgiving and we were thankful to drop some L's on these guys. A little soundbite.
Junior told me, he's like, first I ate Eli Manning, now I'm going to go eat this turkey, which is pretty good, too. Are we done with Game Ball's Goats? Anybody need?
I think we're done.
Okay. Over-under time?
Yes.
All right. Let's go in reverse order. We haven't talked to you guys. Hell, we haven't talked to our Redskins Talk listeners since the Gibbs interview. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I enjoyed the hell out of doing it. Coach Joe was so cool. I'm going to watch Football Life Friday night at 9. I think that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But we didn't do over-unders. Taylor and I set them in a Facebook Live, and we did them on TV. So we'll quickly give you the numbers. It was Josh Doctson, 4.5 catches. It was Samaje Perine, 70 yards, Taylor?
75.5.
75.5 yards, and it was Kirk Cousins, 294.5 passing yards. So let's start with Doctson. We both went over.
Over 4.5, and he had, let me get this over here.
I mean,
he
went under.
Two.
So we both get... All right, 0-1 for both of us. Samaje Perine, we both went over. He had 100 yards, so we both hit that one.
Yeah.
We only disagreed on Kirk Cousins. I said under. Taylor said over. How many yards did he finish with?
242.
242. Taylor needed him to get to 300. Therefore, Taylor gets the All right. That brings my record for the year up to 7-4, I believe. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
And you, I think you owe me a cheer one.
Yeah. No, I no.
It might be two cheer ones.
It's going to be one.
Whoa. There's a lot of declarative sentences from our group. You know what's funny to all the folks that listen? About this time in the year, you got to imagine Mitch, Taylor, and I have spent an inordinate amount of time together. More time than we see our families, more time than we see our friends. And we're all friends, but you just wear on each other as the season progresses. We're almost to December.
Some more than others.
Right, and we all kind of hate each other. And then we're all going to be on the road. What do we got, three more road games?
Three more road games.
We got Dallas, L.A., and New York at the end of the year. So we all just drive each other nuts. So if we start to sound a little testy, it's legitimate. all right. We had an – I think we're taking care of business here. If I'm forgetting anything, let me know. We had an awesome, awesome event tonight. Do you want to take us through it, Tischler?
We asked all of you guys to leave us reviews. You guys were all great at doing so. We reached 100, I believe, midway through last week. And as we promised you, we would have Taylor go full turkey. He did not.
He reneged.
No, he did, however, I did not renege. I never said I would do it.
He did, however, rock a awesome turkey hat purchased by one J.P. Finley.
The turkey hat was cool.
The turkey hat was very cool.
And you owned it, Taylor. When you wore it, you put that thing on, you wore it with pride. You did that really weird, like, Queen of England wave.
No.
Where did that come from?
It's a Lee Corso wave after he puts the headgear on.
Oh, I like that.
It was a good move. I liked it.
I planned that in advance. I said, what am I going to do when he put it on?
So, that makes it even better that he planned it in advance.
He owned it. He did an awesome job of owning it. And
it was fun. It was a genuine moment. It was fun.
On live TV.
We did it live in the TV show. Those guys were cracking up, I think, because our IFB went out. We don't really know. But we appreciate you guys doing your part and getting the reviews there so Taylor would wear the damn turkey hat. That brings us to our next review challenge. I think we're at 103 at the time of this recording. Speaking of this recording, it's late as hell. It is 1:30 in the morning after the Redskins game. We are in Mitch's weird secret room here at FedEx Field, which had tremendous banana pudding sitting out, so I just helped myself. Thanks, whoever made that.
By calling it my secret room, it makes it sound super nefarious.
It's nefarious.
It's like some sort of a hospitality room.
Yeah, I think it's where the cheerleaders hang out.
No.
It's where, like, the cheerleading equipment is stored.
Okay.
I don't know. There's weightlifting equipment. There's a lot going on in this room. Anyway, I don't know how the hell we ended up talking about this room. We're trying to set up our next review challenge, and there's some debate what the number should be. And to me, there's a debate what the prize should be. I think the prize is Mitch Tischler dressed up as Baby New Year. And that costume would just be Mitch in a diaper with the sash saying, welcome to 2018.
You don't like that idea?
You have to do something before hitting. We are on every podcast. Therefore, it is up to us. It is your turn.
I don't know about this baby New Year thing, but we can come up with something. But if we get to the requisite number of reviews and you do your Santa outfit for Christmas, I will do something.
How about we get Tischler as Cupid? The Christmas to New Year's is too tight of a turnaround.
I'm saying if we get to the number for Christmas, I will do it for New Year's. It'll be a 2-for-1.
Two for one. How about that? We're giving out deals.
And if you're a lawyer, it's not a real deal.
If you're a lawyer, none of this ever happened. Right, Taylor?
Right.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know. Here's what I say. I think we're over 100 now. I think we're around 105, something like that. So Taylor wants it to be 150. It needs to be a bit of a challenge. We need to encourage you.
150 is a monumental challenge. Taylor, that's more than one a day.
Dude, can you – You gotta aim higher. There's people that believe in a fixed economy, and there's people that believe in a growth economy. And I believe in a growth economy, sir. So
when it's your
Taylor
putting
stop.
A costume on the line, that's
I'm
when
not,
you believe
I'm,
in a growth
I'm,
economy.
I'm splitting the difference because I said 175. That's too much. We're gonna make it 160. It's more than a month. We need 160 reviews by the time the Redskins play the Broncos on Christmas Eve. I will wear something fun. I think a Santa hat's kind of lame because everybody wears a Santa hat.
I agree. We'll come up with a Christmas-themed hat.
If you remember last year. Last year, my ears are already elf ears.
Exactly.
I don't know. We'll come up with something good, man. I don't know what it'll be, but it'll be good. And you know
to be announced in a future podcast.
Well, how about this? We'll also take suggestions. Send us your suggestions. Leave the suggestions as reviews. How about that? Making this thing full circle.
JP bought the turkey hat for Tandler. I will buy the Christmas hat for JP, and Tandler can buy the
diaper
hat.
Tandler buys the diaper and the sash for Mitch.
You guys think you're getting away with a hat, and you think you're going to get me in a diaper?
So last year I wore a vest.
I don't think we'd want to see
a Christmas vest in Chicago, if you remember that.
Are you comparing that vest to a diaper? What are we talking about here?
Look, all right, we're going way too long on this. 160 is the number. You guys are the best audience. The growth and the love around the Redskins Talk podcast is so much fun, and I think you guys can do it. I will wear whatever goofy thing it is you want within reason, but it doesn't just have to be a hat. I'm not going to be lame like Tandler. I'll wear a jacket. I'll wear like an ugly sweater. We have things we can wear. You guys drop the ideas in the reviews. Drop the ideas to us on social media. We got to thank one person in particular. I'm going to let Mitchell handle it.
I just wanted to shout out our guy, Stefan Kreier, all the way from Germany tonight.
From Germany, dude.
Germany. It looks like Breisgau. I don't speak German, but we're going to go with Breisgau, Germany. And my man attended his first ever game at FedEx Field tonight. He hit up me, Tandler, and JP, posted some pictures. Looked like he was having a lot of fun. So shout out to you, Stefan. Great
dude,
to have you here.
Dude, I tried to come find you, Steph, but I had to go upstairs. Mitch had a very vague direction of where you were, and I looked through the crowd. I didn't see you. I'm sorry we didn't get to connect. When I'm in Breisgau, we are going out wearing lederhosen, looking for drinks. Maybe if there's like a crazy – did you ever see the Office episode where Dwight was the Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be that guy.
Oh, the scary, whatever the bad.
I don't remember what that guy was. All right, we're derailing. It's too late at night. Taylor, tell the folks what they need to do.
Well, now you really, really need to leave those reviews. But, subscribing is good. Listening is obviously critical if we don't have people listening.
Critical.
Which, we're just sitting there talking to ourselves, and God knows we don't want to do that. So.
Folks, we're having fun. We hope you're having as much fun as we are. I got a pretty cool item that I'm going to give away on a future podcast. It's pretty cool. Here's what I'll tell you. It's a game-used towel. Taylor's yawning. You going to make it, dude?
We're almost done.
All right. We're going to cut it because Taylor might fall asleep here. Folks, please review the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. Thank you for listening, as always. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer. Happy Thanksgiving.
Beer.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.